Good morning, everybody. This is Laura Kellen May from Thistle Ridge Stables and Thistle Ridge Skill Builders on Facebook. Today we're going to talk about show ring shine, and you have to get that show ring shine, and it tips to get your horse shiny and clean for the horse show. Now, when you're showing, you only have one chance to make a good first impression. So a shiny coat starts from the inside, and if you present yourself at the in gate looking like a winner, then the judge will see you as a winner and will judge you accordingly. So just remember that. Make sure that you look the part and feel the part before you get into the show ring. Now, one of the first things the judge notices is a shiny coat on your horse. And a shiny coat starts from the inside. It's not just all the grooming and scrubbing that you do, but also nutrition. So a healthy coat starts from the inside, and if your horse is unhealthy, the first thing you'll notice is a dull, listless shine to the hair. No amount of grooming will get that coat shiny. Now, if you're unsure of how to balance your horse's ration, get a horse nutritionalist to balance your feed ration. It's very important that you do that. And if you click on the link there, that'll take you to a great horse nutritionalist who will give you a hand, or go to your feed store and they will be able to direct you to a feed rep who can help you balance your horse's ration. Regular deworming is also necessary. I like to do it 4 times a year. I do it January 1st, April 1st, January, February, March, April, May, June, July 1st, August, and September 1st. Those are the times of the year when I do it, usually after the first really good frost. There's also other worming programs you can get. Worming every day, every week, additives to your grain that you can add. And there are no shortcuts to a shiny coat. Good solid elbow grease and daily care is a foundation for a good coat. Here are some tips. 1. Avoid frequent bathing. Bathing with detergents removes the natural oils from the horse's skin and could, in fact, dull the coat. Brushing, on the other hand, invigorates the skin, removes the dust and dirt, and brings the natural oils to the surface, and that's what gives your horse a lovely coat. Groom regularly. When showing, top horses get groomed multiple times per day. This ensures the coat is clean and the horse is at its best. Once per week grooming will leave you with a horse that looks like it gets groomed once a week. Now, remove the sweat and sweat marks immediately after riding. Use a bucket of cool, not hot water in your favorite wash, or put a quarter cup of vinegar in the bath water. This will cut the sweat and leave your horse clean, and it will also deter it from flies. I like using Tuttle's liniment in the wash water, and also I am now using citronella oil to put it in the wash water and eucalyptus oil in the wash water. After bathing your horse, spray a coat polish or detangler on the horse's coat. This will help repel the dust and keep the coat clean for longer. I was really skeptical about this until I tried it, and it does leave the coat, prevents the coat from getting dusty. And also, you have to remember, do not use this before riding, because your horse will be slippery and your saddle will slip all over the place. Here's some other grooming tips. If you're out of mane detangler, and I've never used this, but I've heard people, somebody told me about this, use a quick spritz of WD-40 in the horse's mane or tail. One squirt will let it sit for a couple minutes, and then the hair will become unstuck. And I use this as well with removing burrs from my horse's tail. That's when I use WD-40 or conditioner on the horse's tail to get burrs out. We have a lot of burrs here, and that's where I use it. Now, I also have a gray horse, and to get the yellowish tinge out of the horse's tail, spray on white vinegar and leave it set for about 5 minutes. And do this just before washing your tail, and it acts as an acid and will kind of melt the stains right out of your horse's tail. Do you have some tips you'd like to share with us? Please list them in the comments below, and I'll be sure to include them in our next post or add them onto this post. Thanks very much. This is Laura Kellen May from Thistle Ridge Stables and Thistle Ridge Skill Builders. Bye now.